Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast. What happens if you gift your girlfriend a couple $1,000s and she hasn't given it back to you? What do you do?
Well, you thought it was a loan.
Yeah.
And now it's turning out to be maybe a gift.
Yeah, we test due knowledge and need to apologize to Neva.
And apparently many others. Enjoy the Tuesday podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
If you could go back to 10, 15 years, talk to your younger self, what would you say, or what would you like to have heard you say to your older self? You know what I mean? So Mr. Beast had made he's a YouTuber, very famous.
Uh-huh.
He had made a video like 10 years ago, and that video was talking to his future self, and he just brought it back and just kind of like watched it again. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool.
Hide me in 10 years.
Hey.
You're going to see this in 2025.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 2015 for me right now.
Oh, this is crazy.
So he's 17 here. He's 17.
Yeah.
Look how young I look.
Dude, what if I'm dead?
Thankfully, not dead.
If I don't have a million subscribers when you see this video, my entire life has been a failure.
We actually have dozens of channels with millions of subscribers.
But by the time you see this, I'll have finished high school.
I did finish high school.
Gone to college.
Technically, I went to college. I went for 2 weeks, and then I thought it was super boring and didn't go. It was a community college. We could not afford real college.
Probably be doing YouTube as a job, hopefully. Maybe.
Yeah, that's that obviously panned out for him. Right. Right. But yeah, he mentioned that his family didn't have a lot of money, and a lot of people said he would make it as a YouTuber, and he was hoping that maybe YouTube would be his job. And that was when he was 17. And obviously it has panned out for him.
I think he manifested that.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of a cool video, kind of a cool little like thing where you think, did you ever hear from people who were like, no, that ain't for you? And then you proved them wrong by doing it.
He's probably the ultimate story of that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Where those doubters are just like, no, too hard, can't do it. And then you prove them wrong. And I think that's super cool.
Such a you're a bit of a unicorn if you do make it to the level of success that he has on YouTube. There's a million people that are trying to do it. But to reach his level of success is really a unicorn.
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize, because social media, anybody can do it. Anybody can do social media. Anybody can call themselves an influencer. Anybody can, get on YouTube and start a YouTube channel. So, but like the people that have millions and millions of followers and are huge successes like Mr. Beasts are like professional athletes that you see who've dedicated their lives, countless hours a day to honing their craft, to figuring it out, to trial and error and all that stuff. And so
started as a gamer though.
Yeah. I mean,
he segued into what it's become is really remarkable.
Right. I mean, he would study videos and why videos would get more views than other videos, and then he just kind of started the ball rolling like that. But yeah, I mean, it's like the level of not even professional athletes. I mean, it's like elite professional athletes, those YouTubers. So anyways, I just thought that was kind of cool seeing Mr. Beast watch a video of him talking to his older self from 10 years ago and how his life has changed and how he's succeeded and made some of those, goals and things like that. So
very full circle.
Yeah. We'll share it. It's kind of cool. At Ben and Kelly Show. So last week we spoke to Carrie, and she was dealing with a guy who has come back into her life. Actually, an ex-fiance, she said.
So years ago, I was engaged to a guy who ended up cheating on me.
That jerk!
Wow.
Sorry, that was just a reaction that I had.
Emotional response.
Yeah.
Yeah. We broke up.
Yeah.
Of course. But he, he begged me for another chance, and against my better judgment, I let him back in.
Oh,
we were together for a couple years.
Okay, how'd that work out?
Well, eventually he broke up with me again.
Oh,
yeah. This time it was because he was moving out of state. I don't think he cheated on me that time.
Okay, not for sure, but all right. Mostly it was the move, though, with the second breakup?
I think, yeah, bad timing, the move. I wanted to stay. He wanted to move for the job.
Okay, all right, sure. We'll give him that.
So that was 2 years ago, and I feel like I'm finally, like, over him.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah, but now he's back in town, and he's reached out, and he wants to meet for coffee.
Okay, so that was the gist. Guy who she'd been engaged to cheated on her. Then they got back together.
Yeah, the second time's because he moved for a job. So was it just it just wasn't the right time, and now maybe it is.
And that's what she was kind of worried about. Like, okay, I don't want to just completely write this guy off. Obviously, I care about him, and I did care about him. And
there could be a reason the universe is bringing us back together. Do I explore that?
Yes. And so that was the big question mark with Carrie. And what did we say?
The majority of the people said don't.
You closed the door.
Admitted that she'd done a lot of work on herself to get to the point where she's moved on.
Right.
I was bothered by the fact that he left her the second time just for the job instead of trying to say, let's work it out long distance.
Yeah.
And that just kind of told me if she was somebody he couldn't live without, he wasn't going to let distance keep them apart.
She said we could call her. She had an update. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, this is Carrie.
Carrie! So,
you go for coffee?
Yes, I was going to say, the whole, your ex-fiance back in town. What happened? Fill us in.
So, I ended up not going.
Oh.
So he had messaged you and was like, hey, I just want to take you out for coffee. Let's reconnect.
I got to be honest. I thought that despite what anybody said, you were just going to go. Because I heard it in your voice the first time we talked to you. Like, I felt like there's nothing that's going to keep her away from going. She's just got to know.
Yeah. So what changed in your mind?
We were, like, messaging. We picked a date. We were, like, leading up to it. And then I just kept, you know, my gut kept telling me, he has broke your heart twice. You are in a good place. You protect your peace. Do you really want to do this again?
Protect your peace. That's a really, really good thing to hang your hat on. Yes. You've done a lot of work to get through it. I think that's smart.
Good on you, Carrie.
I mean, I was devastated twice. Do I really want to go down that road?
Oh, man. Man, yeah, reopen a wound that's healing.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of like the one that's on my thumb that is finally healing.
Really?
But no.
Really? That's what we're doing?
Well, no. I accidentally cut my thumb a little bit when I was cooking, and it's finally to the point where it's starting to heal. But
Carrie, I'm so sorry.
But I bumped it the other day.
Nothing like wounds of the heart.
And it opened back up a little bit, and it hurt.
Oh,
and it hurt. That's what
my
I'm saying.
Gosh.
That's what I'm saying. Look, you see it?
Yeah, I do see it. That's pretty nasty. Thanks for showing me that. Okay, Carrie, thank you.
Sorry, Carrie.
No, I think it's smart.
No, that was great.
You made the right decision.
Yes, we're happy for you.
And now I feel like the universe is going to bring you the right person who's not going to break your heart at all.
I think so, too.
Okay, keep us posted.
This is great. This is great. Thank you, Carrie.
I feel better about it.
Good.
She actually listened.
She did. This is great. And then Elizabeth is texting in all caps. Really, Benjamin Aaron? Your thumb is the same thing?
Kelly, I try to relate things to every day.
Sometimes you try to find something in your own life to relate to what she's going through? So she
sometimes
doesn't feel alone?
People feel like they need a connection with someone.
Oh,
and if you weren't going through that sort of hurt, that wound, or you haven't been there yet, but you have cut your thumb like I just did.
No, she felt pretty solid.
Then maybe that is a good analogy.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a great analogy.
It wasn't a great analogy. It wasn't like that at all. But yeah, we appreciate your effort there, Benji. It's sweet though.
Yeah.
I just love that Elizabeth knows how to spell your middle name.
Yeah.
That's how you know she's an OG.
Yeah, she got it right. All right. Well, hey, thanks again, Carrie, for following up with us.
I think now she's opening herself up to the universe, bringing her the right guy.
Yep. All right. There you go. That is our follow-up for group therapy. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's 99.7 DJX. We shouldn't recommend that she and Aaron from last hour get together?
No. Nope. Okay. Not the guy for her. Nope. Okay. Nope. 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 And nope. Okay. So, Aaron, don't ask for her number.
Okay.
If you're still listening, no.
All right. All right. That's
Shut
all good.
Shut it down.
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, this kind of sounds like the plot of some movie, like, I don't know, The Hangover or something like that. Adam, the star, if you can manage to make it through the day without partying so hard after winning the lottery that you suffer an embolism, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's 39, just a forklift driver from the UK. So he won $1.3 million off a scratch-off ticket back in July. So,
that's pretty exciting.
Yes, Adam was like, I'm ready for this. He quit his job.
Yep, deuces.
Yep, spent the past 3 months partying, buying luxury items, Range Rover, Barbados family trip.
Oh, more than one Range Rover, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Then he developed a blood clot in his leg, spread to his lungs, left him unable to walk or breathe. He got a bilateral pulmonary embolism.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're basically tracing it to the result of him...
Going so hard?
Going hard, yes, exactly. And he literally told the BBC... He spent 8 days in the hospital. He called it.
But he survived it.
Yeah, he called it a wake up call. He said, "Doesn't matter if you have $1 million, $100 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion. When you're in the back of an ambulance, none of it matters." Which,
yes,
you know what? That is wise words.
Well, yes, and it sounds like he was draining through that $1.3 million pretty quickly.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? Let's go! I've been waiting my life for this.
I mean, a couple of Range Rovers on a Barbados trip. Like in 3 months?
Yeah.
He was not on a course to have any of it left.
No, he was going to blow through it in a year.
Hopefully he has some of it left after medical bills.
Yeah, my gosh. So a little wake-up call for you there. And I bet most of us are like, yeah, we could probably figure out how to do it.
Be more responsible than that.
1.3 mil, I could probably figure out what to do with that without...
You can stretch that.
Yep. Without sending me to the hospital. That's
but
right.
Who knew? Mm-hmm. Just go too hard and end up with a bilateral pulmonary embolism?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know, crazy, right? So there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. How about a phone tap?
Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
This is from Eddie. Hey, Ben and Kelly. My friend Francis has recently been jumping around to different gyms, taking advantage of their free trial membership.
Working the system.
Then he'd cancel it and go to another one.
Mm-hmm.
I got an idea for a great phone tap. Think you can pull it off?
Yeah, so William Hossenpepper, not a real person, manager at a big gym trying to entice Eddie's friend Francis to stay. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hey, yo, this is Francis.
Hi, Francis. William Hossenpepper here with Fitness. How are you today?
I'm great, man. What can I do for you?
Well, I could see that you're coming to the end of your 30-day trial membership with us.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to continue to pass the 30 days, though.
That's completely up to you, but I just wanted to make sure that you are aware of the 2-year free membership that we're giving away.
A free membership?
Yeah, 2 years free. Would you be interested?
Totally. What's the catch?
No catch. Every month, one of our trial members gets upgraded to a full 2-year membership at no cost. We just need to fill out the entry form, which has about a dozen or so questions on it.
Okay, cool. Do I pick up the form at the front desk next time I come by?
Actually, it has to be done over the phone for technology reasons.
What kind of technology?
What?
Yeah, you'll see. Would you like to do this?
Sure. Guess so.
Okay, great. I've already filled in your name, Francis.
That's correct.
Okay, first question. Your age?
29.
Okay, great.
Wait, what was that bell I heard?
Oh, I was just some voice analysis software we have on the phone line. You can ignore it. Next question. Are you a smoker?
Nope, I'm not. Hey, I just heard it again.
Question 3, your height.
I'm 6 feet.
You sure about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, almost 6 feet, like 5'11".
Maybe 5'10"?
Yeah, I guess I'm 5'10".
There you go.
Wait, hold on, dude. What's with the buzzes and the bells?
Oh, as I said, it's voice analysis software. It measures the stress in your voice, and we can tell whether you're giving us a valid response.
So, like a lie detector test?
I guess you could call it that.
For a gym membership?
Listen, we're a big company, Francis. You'd be surprised at how many people try to scam the system here and get something for nothing.
Really?
Moving on. Question four. How much do you weigh?
Look, man, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Come on, Francis. How much do you weigh?
185.
Try again.
190.
Try again.
Okay, 200 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Aha. Good job. Let's get to the last question. What's your favorite radio station?
What does that have to do with a gym membership?
Good question.
Well, I'll tell you my favorite radio station. It's 99.70 JX, the one with the Ben Davis and Kelly K show that do those prank phone calls.
Oh, Jesus, I cannot believe that.
Hey, Francis.
Who put you up to this? Was it Eddie?
You got it. Man, it sucks when you get called out on your height.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm almost 6 feet. Almost 6 feet is accurate.
Who is going to be measuring it? I mean, let's be real.
All right, there you go. Phone tap there. 99.7 DJX. Feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So Susana Berrios was probably doing what a lot of us were doing, kind of scrolling and came across, she follows Khloe Kardashian, mm-hmm. one of her favorite celebrities, and saw Khloe was at Target shopping for school supplies. And she decided, you know what, I'm just going to comment and ask for some help for her son's elementary classroom to buy okay. some new tables and chairs. At back to school night, she kind of noticed the kids were sitting on stools.
Sure.
No back support. And then came an email with links to donate for the class from the teacher. So she decided to comment on that video and just ask if Khloe could help. And that comment got over 8,000 likes.
Okay.
And then Khloe saw it.
I'm here for a few school supplies.
I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw that she just recently posted her video being on Target. I think she was shopping for her kids' supplies. And I don't know, it just felt like doing it at that moment. And I made the comment. See, and then from there, it went just crazy. And it says a donor from California has fully funded the project. Wow. And I mean, who's in California, you know? And I'm like, it has to be Khloe. And then after that, she replied to one of my comments, and she said, I hope your son has a great school year.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, as I said, a donor from California fully funded the project.
Love that.
So pretty awesome that just, you never know, shoot your shot. I mean, in a million years, you think that that she thought Khloe would see her comment, but 8,000 likes brought it to her attention.
Yeah, I was going to say, there you go.
Yeah, just awesome that Khloe did notice that and followed through. You can see the full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
Taylor Swift made her much trumpeted appearance on The Tonight Show last night. She was the only guest and talked to Jimmy Fallon about just about everything. Obviously, the life of a showgirl was mentioned quite a bit, but then she kind of like explained in detail maybe a little bit of the behind the scenes on the day that she was proposed to by Travis Kelce.
I think for Travis, the podcast was just sort of like a distraction, sort of ruse to keep me not looking out the windows of the house.
Okay, so remember, she and Travis were there at his house. And
that's where they taped the podcast.
And that's where they taped the podcast, right, exactly.
Afterward, I kind of realized he's walking around sort of nervous about the podcast. He's like, my heart is racing. I just really want this to be what you hoped it would be. Because we've been talking about doing the podcast and announcing the album. I've never seen this dude nervous. He was like, do you want to go and just walk around the backyard and have a glass of wine? I'm like, I'm always going to want to do that.
That's good.
Then I realized exactly why all of the windows were curtained and why he was nervous. And
yeah, look at this right here.
It was the best possible case scenario.
Yeah, so during the podcast, you know,
he had taken and transformed his backyard into that, like, that whole...
He created hedges so that her tour photographer would be hiding in them.
Yeah, exactly.
And captured the moment. So the pictures you saw on social media were the moment. Like, they weren't staged.
Yes, yeah, it wasn't staged.
After the fact, yeah.
Which I think is pretty cool. Like, like, that's pretty genuine. And, Jimmy was talking about the engagement ring.
Actually, I saw Taylor backstage, and I tried to shake her hand, but I couldn't lift the engagement ring. It was a two-hander. Yeah, you'll see it.
Okay. Thanks.
Top-tier comedy there.
Top-tier comedy. I mean, we can always lean on Jimmy Fallon for that.
For the top-tier comedy.
For that comedy. All right. Hey, coming up next, do you wipe the slate clean when you go from friends to...
More than friends?
Boyfriend, girlfriend?
Especially when it comes to debts owed.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kirk rolls in, needs a little help figuring out this whole, like...
This is tricky and sensitive.
She still kind of owes me money.
Yeah. Do I bring it up or do I just... Yeah. Is that just like a... I'm writing that off.
Yeah. All right. That's coming up in group therapy on the way. By the way, if you've got a situation you're thinking, you know what? I could probably use the opinions of others who've been in my spot... At Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to reach out. Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kirk says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I could use some advice on something. It's been bugging me. A while back, I loaned a friend a decent chunk of money. Think like a couple grand. She was going through a rough time. Well, fast forward a few months, and as fate would have it, that same friend wound up being my girlfriend.
Ah.
LOL. Now she's doing a lot better financially. So great, in fact, and honestly, she makes more than I do. But she's never brought up paying me back. I don't want to seem petty or make things weird, but part of me feels like that money wasn't just a gift, you know?
Mm.
So here's my dilemma. Should I bring it up and ask for it back, or is that money just gone now that we're together? How would you handle this, Kirk?
I think the money's gone.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's just, I think she's going to, first of all, she should offer to pay him back, but if she's not, I don't know if he brings it up and presses her on it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's the old adage of if you loan a friend of money, consider it a gift. Because you're, you know, trying to get that money back is going to, one, be challenging. Two, probably hurt feelings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even if they said, I promise I'll pay you back. But if they're not keeping to remind you, like, yes, I'm still working on that. I promise I'm gonna pay you back. Sound like she's not saying that.
How long do you kick that can down the road? I promise. I'm good for it. Good for it.
Yeah.
That is weird though, because, you know, before you guys were dating, and maybe like subconsciously you were thinking, you know, she's going to see that I'm a nice guy. I'm going to lend her some money. I'm going to let her out of this bad spot and we're going to get closer. And so maybe it worked. And now you guys are closer. I'm kind of with you and thinking, I think you got to write that one off. I understand it's a couple thousand dollars, but if you guys break up, then maybe it's like, hey.
Here's a theory. You don't think she's dating him so that she doesn't have to pay him back?
No. Really? No.
I figured somebody might suggest that. I don't think that's the case. Let's hope for Kirk's sake. That is not the case.
Dating so she doesn't have to pay him back?
Yeah, maybe she thought, you know what? If he dates me,
I'll work it off some other way.
The love. We'll work it out some other way. Trina is of the same mindset that I learned a long time ago. Never give anyone money you wouldn't consider a gift.
Yeah, that's like kind of
back.
Yeah, but does this also kind of speak to her character though?
Well, yes. I mean,
is she just forgetful? I don't think she would forget you lending
thousands
a couple
of dollars.
Thousand dollars.
No,
yeah,
you don't forget that. That's always kind of hanging But that's a
big chunk of money.
Settle that up. It is.
And so that's a big chunk of money to not, to just kind of write off. So I'd hate to call that a quote stupid tax because, you know, your heart was in the right spot with that.
Yes, 1,000%. And I want to think that she has the full intention of trying to pay him back. The fact that she hasn't brought it up since though is not indicating that.
All right, 502-795-1997. Have you been in this situation and successfully got the money back?
Rhonda was thinking the same thing. She's dating him just so she doesn't have to.
No, 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 no. That's not the case. Let's not jump to that.
That's not by giving her any credit.
Right.
For being a good person.
Right, exactly. So 502-795-1997. Let's go ahead and take some of your stories on the way. Kirk lent his friend some money. Think like a couple grand when you're thinking how much money. And now they're boyfriend, girlfriend.
And so now he's like, does she still owe me the money?
In fact, she makes more money than I do now. So, and look, I kind of said this is a good example of when you loan a friend money, don't expect for it back, you know?
Yeah, and again, it can make for an awkward conversation.
Yeah.
If you do try to approach it with her.
And Kelly, what was your take?
This is not my official take on it. I thought maybe somebody might suggest she's dating him so she doesn't have to pay him back.
Okay. Andrew, the Love Doctor, calls our show all the time, checking in. What's your take on it?
Well, first off, Kelly, I'm super proud of you on one hand. You're 100% right. That money's gone. And what he has to do is he has to ask himself this question. If you were dating and then you gave her this money while you were dating, would you consider it a gift? It's the same thing.
Oh, that's true.
Number one. And number two, Kelly, usually it's Ben that's the jaded one. But you were super jaded where she's dating him so she doesn't have to pay. Oh, my God. I'm
went to a dark place. I don't know.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, we're all very disappointed with Kelly right now.
I am jaded. Listen. Usually it's Ben I'm calling out, but now it's you, girl.
No,
I didn't buy into it. I just figured maybe someone's going to say that.
Let's all marinate in this feeling right now that we're all very upset at Kelly right now.
What? I didn't say that's what I think is happening. I just said someone's going to suggest that.
No, Kelly. No.
just own it, Kelly. You're good, girl. Just own it.
All right. Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Listen, I let the intrusive thoughts take over for a minute, but I'm not landing there. I don't think that's what's happening.
It's all right, Kelly. It's all right. By the way, Megan brings up a good point, says, hey, if you don't want your girlfriend to end up your ex-girlfriend, just leave it alone. Did you specify it was a loan meant to be paid back, or did you just give her the money without any stipulation? Either way, let it go, because I'm sure in the course of the relationship, she'll pay you back with gifts, trips, etc. Then it'll all even out.
Daniel, but Danielle is going to fix it all right now.
Oh.
She's going to fix it all. Just tell her that you need to borrow some money until you recover your loss. Hey, you know what?
Hey, honey.
Can I borrow like $3,000 or whatever the amount was?
Do you mind? Well, until she goes, you're going to have to pay me back, though. Until she says that.
And then that's going to show.
Then you got to be like.
Did she forget?
And then be like, I thought we'd just call this even.
I think that's genius. He needs to ask her for a loan.
I mean, maybe I would just let it go at this point, but that's me.
All right.
So
okay, we just let it go then. Without that money, it's a lot of money.
It is. It is. All right. Well, hey. Good luck, Kirk. Again, not saying this is a stupid tax, but just saying that this is just a considered a loan.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, texts again. Danielle's going to get Kirk throat punched.
All by
suggesting for a loan.
Once again, hey. Kelly jumps on it. And again, we can all say that we are all very disappointed in Kelly.
Listen, her response would be very telling.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Hey, babe, can I borrow $3,000?
Yeah. All right, that is group therapy. Hey, keep us posted, Kirk. But yeah, we're thinking, look, you got to let this one go. Got to let this one go.
Yeah, Trita did ask, like, how long has it been? Like, how long ago did you loan her the money? That's a good question.
It doesn't really say. Timeline's not really spelled out in his message to us. So good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. All right, let's have a little fun here and play some
Dude Knowledge.
Let's introduce you to Stephanie calling us from Seymour. Hi there, Stephanie. Hi.
Hello.
Stephanie's got dark hair, blonde highlights, is 5 foot, and is currently in a relationship. So,
great.
Is it going well for you?
It is.
Do you owe them any money?
Do what?
Do you owe them any money?
Never mind.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
No, I heard that thing.
All right. Great. All right, Stephanie, so we are going to test you on your dude knowledge. These are all questions that are geared towards men. Now, you can call on Kelly one time for, like, a lifeline, okay?
Okay.
I'll let you know if I think that's a good choice.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll figure this out. All right, here we go. Question one, Stephanie. Bill Belichick won 6 Super Bowls as the head coach for New England Patriots. What team does he coach now?
Oh, God, don't say that. Oh. I thought he was retired.
Yeah, because he's got a much younger girlfriend.
Well, he does have a coach. He's got a coaching gig. We're going to need an answer there, Stephanie.
Oh, my God.
You're going to call Kelly in immediately?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, so the team that's popping in my brain instantly is the Browns.
You know what?
I don't think that's right.
It's not.
Oh, dang it!
But I will say that Bill Belichick did coach for the Browns a long time ago.
Oh, maybe
a long time. Yeah, I'm sure that was it.
No, I probably knew that.
It's college now, and it's the North Carolina Tar Heels. So.
I would have never.
I was
going to
say college, but I didn't know.
Yeah, well, Stephanie, that still would have been wrong if you would have said college. So,
Stephanie, this is why I hate this game.
Me too.
All right, Stephanie, question number two. What is the standard length of a college basketball game?
You're killing me here.
This is simple math. Simple math.
Yes, you are. You're killing us, Smalls.
30 minutes? A quarter?
30 minutes a quarter? So are you saying 120 minutes?
That's a long quarter. That's a really long quarter.
20 minutes a quarter.
Okay, I know.
You were
closer to 20 minutes, but it's 20 minutes a half, so 40 minutes total.
A half.
Wow.
Yes.
Quarter
so,
football. What am I thinking?
Well, quarter is also professional basketball. They do it in quarters.
Okay.
But college is half. So.
Listen, my son plays basketball. I'm still confused about all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Stephanie, you're doing terrible. All right. Here we go.
I know.
Question three, dude knowledge. When you check the oil in your car.
Oh, dang it.
When you check the oil in your car, what color should it be if it's clean?
Like a light brown.
Yeah, like an amber
or
light brown.
Or like a yellowish color.
Okay.
Like a yellow light brown.
All right, yellow, I'll...
Just name all the colors.
Yellow, I'll give you. Light brown, there shouldn't be brown in it.
Well, that's the dipstick is that color, too. It's hard to tell.
Well, then you need to change your oil, Kelly.
I do it on a regular basis.
Pale yellow to amber is probably
the... Five people in Valvoline do it. I trust their judgment.
Okay. See, I said amber.
I know. You did. You got there. But anything with brown in it, no. It's dirty.
Whatever they tell us at the oil change place, that's what we're going with.
Question four.
Exactly.
Question four, dude knowledge. What kind of gas is used in a gas grill?
Propane.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
Listen, how long do you grill your steaks, Stephanie?
My boyfriend Aaron cooks those.
Okay, see?
There you go.
This
Let's
is
not
a
worry
question
about
that was asked yesterday.
Yeah, Kelly said like 10 minutes aside. She's eating a brick.
I did not say 10 minutes aside. That was wrong information. I said like 5.
You said 5 to 6.
5 or 6.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be
depends
toast.
Depends on how thick the meat is.
It's going to be toast. That's what she said. All right, Matt. Question 5 and the last question on Dude Knowledge. Madden 26.
Okay.
Madden 26 is a video game focusing on which sport?
Football.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good job. See, you redeemed yourself. Good job, Stephanie. 3 out of 5.
Fringe dude knowledge, I think, is where most of us live. Fringe dude knowledge. We're not getting in the weeds in any of these areas.
Yeah, you know what? Let's not bother. Yeah. Let's not bother.
Yes.
All right, Stephanie, congrats. Hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, she did well. She did well. It was dicey at the beginning.
It was. Everybody was worried, and especially when Kelly got it wrong, too. It was just
I hate those guys.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Dude Knowledge here on 99.7 DJX. Feel-good stories. We do them every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So Steve Hartman with CBS News took a trip to Bowling Green, Ohio to meet Pudge the Cat.
Okay.
And quickly find out why he's become such a celebrity. He belongs to the football team's long snapper, George Carlson, who says Pudge got him through the death of his mom.
Aw.
One day in the locker room, when the team was kind of down about some injuries, Carlson brought Pudge in, and everyone was instantly charmed.
Mm.
And then the crowds were charmed.
They're like Simba. Yeah. The crowd's like,
crazy. There's thousands of people there just to see a cat.
For the cat?
100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's quite the celeb.
People love him, and I guess I can't blame him because I love him too. I mean, for me, he played a really big role. It was very tough for me, especially living in a single apartment. I could get really down. You'd spiral really easily. But the thing is I could come home to this cat who's just funny looking. He's slightly odd. It helped a lot.
Yeah,
that's funny.
It's helped the attendance at home games increase by 60%.
That is wild.
That's the Pudge factor.
I wonder if Pudge, like, you know, they just played the Cardinals. You know, Louisville beat them, but I wonder if Pudge was in attendance then.
I don't know if he goes to the away games or if he's just a home game mainstay, but yeah. Pudge is the lucky charm for them. Hopefully he'll rub off. At least people are having a great time at the games.
Yeah.
Whether they're winning or not.
All right. Well, that's good.
You can see the full story at WDJX.com.
By the way, shout out to Michael and his son Avery, who's having a birthday today. Thanks for listening, guys. It's 99.7 DJX. He says, huge fan of the show. Even got my girlfriend to start listening to it as we go to school. So
look
there you go.
That.
Like
He's also
that.
Bummed we're not on in the afternoon. He'd appreciate if they would just do that too.
Got a nap every now and then. Got a nap every now and then. Hey, by the way,
I got another job in the afternoon.
We've got a follow up on your feel good story, Pudge the cat.
Yeah,
Bowling Green cat, Bowling Green State University there in
Ohio.
They played the Cardinals just a couple weeks ago, and we were wondering, well,
was
did he
Pudge
make
there?
Yeah, did he make the trip? Gary, who's super fan of the Cards, says, yeah, Pudge was there. They carried him around in one of those pet backpacks with a little window on it.
Yes!
And then Donna said Pudge did travel. One of the UofL board members is also an alumni of Bowling Green State University.
Oh, that's great.
So he had a reception for both teams, faculty, and staff the night before the game at the Kentucky Derby Museum. Pudge was in attendance, walked the red carpet.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad to see that Pudge made it to town and was treated like the celebrity he is.
Yep, had a little photo sesh by the Rose Wall there at the Kentucky Derby Museum, which she sent along a little video, and it was cute. They just sat him down, and he just kind of sat there and kind of looked around.
Well, yes, that's what Pudge does. He sits there in his pudginess.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's great.
Well, thanks. Thanks for that. That's funny. Yeah, and then, yeah, Gary even sent a picture of Pudge's handler.
Oh my gosh!
With the Cardinal mascot. So
yes!
That's great. That's great.
It.
All right, good stuff. Hey, why we need to maybe apologize to Neva coming up, and then How, because we exist, did we get you into trouble?
This is great. And we're just going to go ahead and issue a blanket apology
well, yeah,
for that, too.
Maybe we do that, too. All right, that's coming up on 99.7 EJX. How have we gotten you into trouble? Before we get to Neva, we were talking with a listener recently about how she was engaged to a guy. He cheated on her. They broke up. Some time went by. They got back together. And
they broke up again because he moved for a job.
Yes, yes, yes. And so then he kind of moved back into town and she was wondering, well, hey, you know, do I get back with him? Is third time's a charm?
Well, he was just asking to meet for coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
She was just wondering, like, is that a good idea, a bad idea? I don't know if I need to go down that road. Done some work. It's so much work on myself to get past it, all the things.
So she wound up not meeting him. She was like, you know what? I need to heal myself. I've spent a long time, you know, protect myself.
Protect my peace.
That's
what
she said.
I thought
yes.
It was so good.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, so we had that. Okay, Neva, what's up?
Earlier on the show, they had a woman talking about whether she needed to get back with the love of her life or not.
Okay.
Oh, and yeah.
I thought I texted the show. Well, I just got a phone call from a girl wanting to know why I texted that her boyfriend was a cheater.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. No, oh, I texted the boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Do we need to apologize?
Should we call someone?
I don't know, but she called and was like, hey, who is this? Why'd you text my boyfriend saying he's a cheater?
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Oh, listen. I thought you were Ben and Kelly. Oh, no.
Well,
you should send the podcast. Ooh, yes. Get the link. Send the podcast. Say, oh, my gosh, I was trying to text my radio friends about this scenario. I am so sorry. Wrong number.
Yep.
Wow. Well,
I just saw that call and tell y'all that.
Yeah.
Well, that is amazing. I'm sorry for that. I guess a lesson in texting responsibly.
So yes.
Know who you're texting before hitting send.
Yes, 502-795-1997. That's our number.
Us.
Save
Label
it in your
us,
phone.
Ben and Kelly.
Okay.
Neva, thank you. And we're sorry for the confusion this morning.
No, thanks for your support,
right.
Though.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right.
Like trying to chime in.
Like legit.
On
like,
our conversations, but you send it to the wrong person. They're like, what?
But then here's what happened. The boyfriend's like, he gets this text and he either shows her and goes, wow, look what I just got.
Right.
And then she's like, let me call this biatch.
He thinks that he's right. being accused of cheating and
right.
all the things. Like, no, not you.
What the wildest thing would have been is if he would have gotten that text, she would have seen it, and then it would have exposed something.
Oh my gosh. It could have snowballed.
It could have absolutely. All because of Neva trying to text us.
She's just trying to, you know, participate.
She just wants to participate in group therapy.
Yes.
I get it, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah, little apology needed there. So, sorry. And then if we have now people that are listening because of things like that, let's just say we apologize for the stress, maybe. The
and
little
welcome.
Bit of stress.
And welcome.
And welcome to the show. Yes. By existing, how have we gotten you into trouble? That's kind of... If we can just take these next few minutes and just compile a list and say, you know what, let's go ahead and absolve ourselves of all this and apologize, then we'll do that.
Apologies to Allison, who drives by every day. We make her late for work every Thursday because she has to sit in the car and listen to the entirety of Throwback Thursday.
No, I get that.
Understood.
I understand.
Yeah.
And at some
for
point,
sure.
we need to send along... like a template that you can email your boss.
Yes, like that, a little excuse.
Right. That just says, hey, running tardy.
Yes.
It's Ben and Kelly's fault.
But it's excusable because of this.
Yeah. 502. Yes. Yeah. We'll
because
deem
of
it,
TBT.
We'll deem it excusable.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter what your boss thinks. We'll
valid
deem it.
Valid excuse because hashtag TBT.
Yeah. 502-795-1997. So we had a listener, Neva, accidentally text the wrong number trying to respond to a relationship question we had, and then had an awkward conversation with the girlfriend who was questioning why she was texting her boyfriend that he was a cheater.
What?
Yeah. So we're like, all right, sorry about that. Our number is 502-795-1997. Save it in your phone. Put it as Ben and Kelly or DJX or something like that.
And just double check before you hit send.
Yeah. So we're like, all right, well, maybe we just need to do a how did the show get you in trouble and go ahead and apologize for it all. Amber said, I was listening to your relationship advice segment. My boyfriend thought I was subtly trying to tell him something. I wasn't until now. Ha ha. Okay.
OMG. Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Awkward.
Jessica, y'all got me in trouble at work. I was supposed to be on a Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
But I had you on in the background. Guess who unmuted herself mid-laugh during the little kid or drunk adult game? Me.
That's funny. That's funny. Justin said, not really you guys, but if someone named Justin ever texts in and it's not me, my wife assumes it's me and asks me why I said that. Why did you say that? There's only one Justin, and it's this one.
Yep, that's it.
There's only one.
Uh-huh.
That's hysterical.
1,000%. I love that. Dave, Ben and Kelly, my boss, told me to turn you off because I was distracting the office.
Oh.
Apparently not everyone appreciates loud cackling before 9 a.m. So now I guess earbuds from now on.
Oh, you didn't have earbuds on?
No, it wasn't him cackling. Apparently, it was
what?
My
what
cackling,
unhinged
probably.
Person has anything on just external audio now?
Exactly. Exactly. But maybe I'm going to go ahead and.
I was going to say, that's probably
take
directed at you.
Responsibility for my cackling.
Loud
disrupting
cackling.
Your office. That's
AKA Kelly K.
That's probably my fault, Dave. I apologize.
We'll
but thanks
say,
for the support.
We'll say that's part of your brand, Kelly.
It is kind of. Like, I come by it honestly. I get that from my parents.
Mm.
Like, they were the loudest ones in the stand at all of my games.
Yeah.
And the laughter is legit.
Sure. Leanne said, yeah, I'm guilty also for sitting in my car to finish TBT. I'm running late. Trish, my husband heard me agree with Kelly out loud about hiding Amazon packages.
Oh, no.
Now he's checking the porch every day like a security guard. She's like, yes, I get that.
Oh,
and he's like, wait,
no.
What do you get? Wait, what?
What are you hiding?
What are you hiding? What do you mean? Do I need to check cash and credit card statements? What do I need to do?
Don't you worry your little head about it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Kelly's like, look, what you see on the credit card statement is all. That's
Look
all you need
away.
To be worried about.
You don't need to be concerned.
That's all you need to worry about. You make your own money. You can do your own thing, right?
Danielle says, Ben, I just want you to know your Teddy Swim story made me laugh so hard in traffic that I missed my exit and was late to pick up my kid. He told his teacher mom was listening to Ben and Kelly again.
Oh, that's cute. Teddy Swim, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago when you were running late to interview him.
Yeah,
at
and I just
and
had
beyond, and it was really hot, and you were really sweaty, and the sweat stain showed up in really inappropriate places, and you had to take a picture with Teddy Swims.
Yeah, I had inappropriate sweat stains. For Teddy
really
Swims.
Unfortunate sweat stains. Really unfortunate.
That was fun though.
Kyle says, Kelly's take on some relationship situation you guys had the other day had my wife side-eyeing me all morning. I was just nodding along, and apparently that was suspicious,
yeah,
LOL.
Yeah, sometimes that's all it takes. That's all it takes.
What, you agree with that?
Wait, is that you that wrote in? Was that your situation? Is
Listen,
that
here,
us? Is that what you
help.
Think?
At the core, we're here to help. Not
maybe not at the core, but yeah, as
at
a
our core, we're
as a
to
branch
help and entertain
as a branch of what we do.
What's our core? What's our core mission statement as a show? Try not to get you in trouble. That's not that we're not trying to
no,
get people
no,
in
no,
trouble.
No. That's a branch again from the core. So, like, if the roots of the show are to just entertain, make you laugh, right?
Yes.
Then branches of that can be, you know, hey,
educate.
Educate, yeah, that's a branch. Awesome.
Help you out of your relationship.
Help
pickles.
You out of pickles. Get you into pickles sometimes.
Sometimes, inadvertently.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah. So anyways. All right. There you go. That's our little like, all right, let's absolve everything. We start fresh. Blank slate. Can we do that?
Blank slate. Yes. Just right. A blanket. So sorry.
Well, we're going to say so.
Contributed to any problem in your life.
There you go.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We say blank slate there. I hit the button.
What are you doing?
So I
did you
can,
just erase the blank slate?
So I can erase the blank slate. Come on. Because when I saw this clickbait headline, I laughed out loud and I had to show my wife. And
oh, wow.
She rolled her eyes.
That's great. That's a good sign.
And so I was like, I'm all in. And this is why you shouldn't click on it.
Okay.
And again, it erases any sort of respect that you've built up in the show up until this point.
More of Ben's bad behavior.
No.
Gets spotlighted on the show.
No, you're in it too.
Oh, no. You know what? I don't know. I don't know if I want to.
Your name's on the show,
down,
Kelly. Sorry. It's part of the territory.
Ugh.
All right. So that's coming up.
We cleared the slate.
I know. Well, we had to clear the slate so I can start building on it now.
That's great.
I can start drawing on it with broad brush strokes. All right. So that on the way, plus another opportunity for you to win $2,000 with the $20,000 Life of a Rich Girl brought to you by Nightmare Forest on the way. All right. So I got to be honest. I saw this headline last night laying in bed next to my wife and I started laughing. Clicked on it immediately. So I'm tossing it in our clickbait headline segment, all right, where we click on the story so you don't have to.
Does this have anything to do with a fart?
Man breaks Guinness World Record with 40-second fart blast.
I knew it. And so, I know exactly why your wife rolled her eyes.
This was a post shared on Buzz Trend Kenya, their Instagram page. I was like, okay, I'm in. And they said, man has officially broken the Guinness World Record after releasing a continuous fart that lasted an incredible 40 seconds, earning him global recognition.
Oh my gosh. Are they putting that on a certificate? Stop. Oh my god.
And he's just lifting his leg into a mic.
Of course he is. Oh
my. I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness.
It's come to this. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I need those commentators
goodness.
To quit talking.
Oh, so you can just hear the
mic.
So in investigating this, because obviously we want to bring you truthful things, the Guinness Book of World Records verified Instagram commented on that.
What did they say?
And it was disproved.
Oh.
Guinness said, no, not a record category. We monitor.
Okay.
This post is a load of hot air with a suspicious stench.
Oh, wow. They came in with jokes.
They did. They had some jokes, but that still doesn't
take away this
guy who on video is lifting his leg and ripping that.
What in the world is he? He looks like he's like literally on a stage with the microphone.
Right. Right.
Down.
Obviously, Kelly.
There. And he's literally, like you said, hiking his leg up as if he's a dog, a male dog peeing.
Yeah. So
on a hydrant. That's what it looks like.
Again, I didn't want to take our show to blue.
No, you did. You did. 1,000%.
That is beneath you in the lowest common denominator, right?
No. And that's exactly what your wife's reaction was all of us. It was all of us.
Yeah, rolling.
We all did that.
Yeah. rolling eyes.
Yes. That is it. And you just take us down there. And you literally played the entire thing. Was that the full 40 seconds? It felt like it.
Well, of course it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and share that on our Instagram page.
Oh, are we? Oh, great.
Yeah,
oh, make sure, especially for the people that are getting in trouble at work for listening, make sure that they have the sound up when they watch that at work.
Kenya.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You're not helping. We just cleaned the slate with all the people that we got in trouble.
There we go.
For listening at work.
All right.
To our good. Shenanigans.
Adding it to stories.
And now you're adding a 40-second fart. What are you doing? Are you five?
Oh, shoot. All right. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show now.
That's great. Oh, Tony's like, that's a warm-up fart. Okay, Tony.
Okay, those listen, Tony.
Big, that's a big statement, Tony.
That's bold. We don't
believe
it.
We don't need your proof, though. Yeah, we don't really don't.
First, from the world of sports, The Rock. You know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Heard of him.
You've heard of him, right?
I've heard of him.
He is spearheading, bringing the UFL to Louisville. Football, professional football to Louisville.
Get out.
From royal roots, kings will rise. Where crowns are earned at full stride. Driven by power, heritage, and greatness. Mm-hmm. Louisville Kings, a new reign begins.
There you go. Spring of 2026, they're going to call Lynn Family Stadium home. It's going to be the Louisville Kings, and they're going to be playing teams like the Birmingham Stallions, the Columbus Aviators, the Dallas Renegades, the DC Defenders, Houston Gamblers, Orlando Storm, and St. Louis Battlehawks.
So are they going to be like adding signage? Because right now it's all about, you know,
soccer,
Lou City and
Lou
racing
City.
Louisville. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I would imagine you'll see some signs at least in the spring when it's not soccer season. But yeah, Louisville Kings, they are going to be coming to Louisville. So that's going to be kind of cool. Professional football is here.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the big news. And The Rock was a key part of bringing that to Louisville. So that's pretty cool. Maybe he just loves the city. Come to Derby. Maybe he wants some money. He's like, you know what? Why not?
I was going to say, has he ever been here?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, Kelly. I don't keep his calendar.
All right.
All right. So there you go. A little sports news here on 99.7 DJX. And can you smell what The Rock's cooking? It's UFL football. Coming this spring. 99.7 DJX. Time for us setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
that's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah, you know, you can, not you specifically, you would just cry and sit on your kitchen floor on your crying rug eating what was it, cookie dough ice cream. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drinking Arbor Mist.
Yes,
but people can do crazy things when they feel jilted by an ex, right?
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without dumping a bunch of feminine hygiene stuff on the lawn of your ex, you're doing okay. That is Gabrielle.
That is not necessary.
Yeah, from Fox 35.
Orange County firefighter arrested after allegedly dumping close to 100 tampons on her ex-boyfriend's front yard.
Yep, that's what she did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
and she modified them to make them look used. So.
Oh, wow.
Not sure why she did it. Initially, she was like, wasn't me. But then they were like, yeah, is that you on camera?
Oh, man, dang it. Those cameras, those pesky cameras do tend to expose lies.
Yeah, so then she was like, well, it wasn't my idea. It was my mom and my aunt's idea.
Okay, I don't think it's going to make him think that he made the wrong move breaking up with you.
No, he now lives at that place with his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Right.
That
so
just solidifies he made the right decision.
Yeah, so she's on paid leave from the fire department and is charged with two counts of misdemeanor stalking.
Okay.
So, there you go.
All right.
Let's
not get labeled a stalker if you break up with your... I get it. Those are tough.
Emotions are tough, right?
Right, but get yourself a good crying rug. Put it in the center of the kitchen. You sit on it. You
and
have
listen.
Your Arbor Mist. You eat your cookie dough. Your sister drives 8 hours to come sit with you on the crying rug. That's how you work it out.
We're not saying he didn't deserve it. We're just saying that's not how you react.
That's not how you take the high road. You take the high road. Listen, you thank him. You know why? Because he's already moved on with someone else.
Perfect.
And obviously, you don't want to make space in your heart for someone that's not going to make you the center
a priority.
Of theirs.
Yes,
okay?
Exactly. Very
that's
good.
That's what we learned from that.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Earlier, we had to apologize to Neva because she was listening to a segment that we were doing about this woman who had an ex-fiance, and he was an ex because he had cheated on her. And so she texted the show, or at least she thought she was texting the show, to say, you know what, don't get back with him, he's a cheater.
Yep.
But it didn't go to the show.
Nope.
It just went to some rando's boyfriend,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh my
and
gosh.
So then his girlfriend called to confront Neva, oh, and my. Neva had to kind of explain, hey, sorry, I thought I was texting Ben and Kelly. Didn't mean
it's
to text
radio
your boyfriend.
I thought I was talking to
you. Yeah, I thought I was texting Ben and Kelly. But then we get a text from Erica.
Erica says, there was that one time I suggested Gold Digger for TBT because my dad started dating his ex-wife again.
Oh.
Word made it around because I forgot I'm not the only Ben and Kelly listener. Anyway,
oh, no.
They're not together anymore, so all is good.
Oh, no. So then,
are you telling us that a TBT request
got Erica into trouble?
OMG.
Yikes. Sorry.
A few people listen. Yeah, Erica. A few people.
Yeah, just six. That's fine.
Why you thought they wouldn't hear.
Yes, right. All right. So, hey, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Everything from dude knowledge to a classic phone tap to this wild clickbait headline and the loan you gave a friend who's now your girlfriend.
Yep, kiss that money goodbye.
Yeah.
Decided.
All right, what else, Kelly?
You got to check out the website because, you know, Taylor talks about those rumors that this latest album, The Life of a Showgirl, may be her last.
Oh.
Swifties are freaking out.
Okay.
Because she's getting married.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe they think she's going to go into nesting mode.
Right.
And hang up her showgirl hat.
She's in her ovulation era.
Yes. Absolutely. That's
right.
All up there. And Selena Gomez is sharing some footage from her wedding that shows Taylor is like her hype woman.
Nice.
Kind of a sweet tribute to their 20-year friendship and to Taylor's new album. So you can
That's
check
cool.
all that out at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.